You know, the delegate count right now is 739. Trump's got 739. Cruz has 460. 739 and Cruz has 460. And the Wisconsin primary is something like 40, I think it's 43 delegates. And they're proportional in the sense of if you win this district or you win that district, you get some delegates. If you don't, you get that. And so let's just say Cruz wins all the delegates. It still only puts him at 500. And if Trump wins New York City or New York, and he wins all the districts, which he's on pace to do, he's at 800. So again, I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, if they take this nomination away, which I'm pretty sure they will, we have to do a never who they're going to give us. And they're trust me, they're going to give us somebody. Somebody that is worse than Cruz. I'll tell you this. I would take. I know some of you are gonna. Some of you are gonna laugh at me. If I had to, and I've said this before, and if some of you are fans of the. Some of you are fans of this show and listen to this show on a regular basis, you'll say, Rob, I remember. I would rather have Kasich than Cruz. Remember, months ago, I said I liked if Trump died, if he fell under a gas truck, okay, if he was walking outside of Mar-a-Lago and a gas truck ran him over, I said the two people I would have gone to, or I would go to, would be Christie or Kasich. Now, Christie was further away from Kasich just because he's fat. And I'm not hep on morbidly obese people. I'm fine. You're chubby. It's cool. I'm not exactly a beanpole. You know, I'm not. I probably got about 15, maybe 20 pounds of excess weight that I'm not too fond of. But I'm not fat. And if a guy looked like me, I wouldn't say they were fat. And if a girl had 10, 20 pounds of extra meat on her, I wouldn't say she was fat. Chris Christie is morbidly obese, okay? Chris Christie puts M&Ms in M&Ms, all right? If you haven't seen that picture, Google it. He has an M&M bag in his right hand, and it's a big M&M bag. And in his left hand, he has a smaller M&M bag. And so he's dumping those M&Ms into the bigger bag. It's like you're smoking a cigarette, and you're almost done with it, and you light a fresh cigarette with the end of that cigarette. So it's you're like chain smoke. He's chain eating M&Ms. All right, that's how fat he is. And I said, if he lost the weight, then I would go for him. Okay, and he's the only human being in the history of, I think, lap band surgery that have gotten the lap band and hasn't lost any weight. Aside from a person I used to know named Fat Jerry, who is similar, is that a word? Similar to what Christy does, which is Slider Foods. Okay, Slider Foods. So I said Kasich would be my guy. If Trump died, I would go with Kasich. I know. It's insane, but I despise Cruz. I effing hate Cruz. I effing despise. How you hear Cruz supporters talk of Donald Trump, that's 10 times how I feel about Cruz. I effing hate him. I effing hate him. I effing despise him. Despise him. I despise him. Let me bring something up. I want to close the program with this little tidbit. And this just shows you again. This just shows you again how much the media despises Trump. And how much the establishment despises Trump. Despises. I mean, despises Trump. And not that they necessarily like Cruz. You know, Cruz is more or less the patsy. Cruz is more or less the stay in, keep going, Ted, even though you're at 85. You got to think about it. Ted Cruz wins in Wisconsin. It drops his percentage of delegates that he needs to win probably back down to 80%. It was at like 85, so it might go down to 80. But once he loses New York, it's probably going to shoot up to 90. So again, in 2014, Cruz would be Gingrich, and Kasich would be Santorum, or vice versa, but they would have gotten out. They have no shot. They got to a point where the front runner is where he is. He has the best shot. He won fair and square. They get out. The front runner then, which would at this term be Donald Trump, would go into all these other states uncontested and win the delegates. Mitt Romney won California uncontested. End of story. Okay? So, this just shows you how much the establishment and the media despise Trump. So, not to bring up something old, but we have to. Remember when Trump retweeted the Heidi Cruz picture? And everybody said, oh, Donald Trump attacked Heidi Cruz. He attacked Heidi Cruz. He didn't attack Heidi Cruz. He retweeted a picture that somebody made, or I should say a meme that they made, which was Heidi Cruz with this look on her face, and it was side by side with a look of Melania Trump. And it said, no need to spill the beans. The look's worth 1,000 words or something like that. So Trump retweeted it. And people said, oh, my God, look, Trump attacked Cruz's wife. This is horrible. This is bad. dad. This is what he's going after wives. So the media jumped on it. Ted Cruz jumped on it. And Trump said, listen, I didn't start it. Okay? Cruz started it. Cruz started this. I'm going to hit back. If you're going to hit me, I'm going to hit back. He sat there and put out a ad that has my wife half nude, and it says, do you want this as your first lady? Vote for Ted Cruz. And instantly, the media, the conservative media, everybody came out and said, Ted Cruz wasn't responsible for that ad. It was a super PAC that wasn't affiliated with him. He had no knowledge of it. He can't control the super PAC. He can't directly talk to the super PAC. He can't do anything with the super PAC. He had no control over what happened. It's not his fault. So really, Donald Trump did that tweet without provocate nothing. He shouldn't have done that. He attacked Ted Cruz's wife for no reason. Trump said Ted Cruz knew about that ad. He should have denounced that ad the day it came out. And you had people like Mark Levin, this a-hole, going, he couldn't have said anything. It's against the rules. He couldn't have said anything. It violates the rules. He read campaign, super PAC law. I mean, that was their excuse. He couldn't have done anything. He couldn't. No. And that was the narrative. That was the narrative. And when people said, listen, Liz Marr is associated with Romney. Well, it doesn't matter. Ted Cruz couldn't have done anything. Now, let me explain to you why that is BS. And, of course, nobody's reporting on it. It's not playing out in the media. Nobody is saying, hey, this is interesting. Gee, this is interesting. Wow. So, yesterday, a John Kasich Super PAC put out an ad. Okay? Put out an ad, and it played on a couple of the networks. They showed the Kasich Super PAC ad, and it refers to Ted Cruz as Lying Ted. And it shows his nose growing like Pinocchio, and it's wrapping around his neck. And the person in the ad says, Ted Cruz lied about Ben Carson. Ted Cruz, lied about, I think, Marco Rubio, whatever it is. And it said anything that comes out of Ted Cruz's mouth is a lie. And it's a 30-second spot. And it's a John Kasich Super PAC ad. It's not his Super PAC. It's a Super PAC supporting him. So it's no different than the Liz Mayer Super PAC that did the ad of Melania Trump. Now, this ad hit yesterday. Okay, this ad hit the airwaves yesterday. Everybody was talking about it yesterday. And remember, the Liz Mayer Super PAC Utah ad, that hit on a Thursday. Now remember, Thursday, we never heard anything from Ted Cruz when it hit. Friday, we didn't hear anything from Ted Cruz. Saturday, we didn't hear anything. Sunday, we didn't hear anything. Monday, we didn't hear anything. Tuesday, the Utah election, we didn't hear anything. We didn't hear anything until Donald Trump retweeted the Ted Cruz Heidi picture. That's when we heard something. And that's when we heard the outrage. That's when Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon did back-to-back shows. And when somebody brought up the Liz Marr Super PAC, they all said, but Ted Cruz had nothing to do with that. Ted Cruz couldn't have said anything. Ted Cruz couldn't communicate. Mark Levin said, Ted Cruz was against regularly. He couldn't have said anything. It was and everybody went, okay, okay, sure, all right. So here's the John Kasich Super PAC, same as Liz Marr. It's the same as Liz Marr, New Day for America. Okay, New Day for America, same as Liz Marr. And guess what? John Kasich came out yesterday and said, I've talked to all the folks in my regular campaign and told them I'm very unhappy with the use of that word. Kasich told reporters following a campaign stop in Hershey, Pennsylvania. He said he had communication with his campaign manager, John Weaver, who also used the term in a tweet earlier in the week. Kasich quoting, I don't run the organization, but I've expressed my displeasure. And they're going to, we can't communicate with them directly, but I don't like that word. And I've told them that. And I said it last night on television. And I would hope that they will not use that word and they will take it down. Kasich said, while acknowledging that he cannot directly communicate with the group, Kasich told the reporters, I've told my people to communicate that I am very unhappy with that word. Wow. Guess what I said was true. I guess the media, go figure, overlooked this. I guess Mark Levin overlooked this. Gee, I wonder why. Because the narrative of Donald Trump hating women gets shattered if people highlighted the fact that Ted Cruz Friday morning could have done exactly what John Kasich did. Ted Cruz Saturday could have done exactly what John Kasich. Ted Cruz on Sunday could have done what John Kasich did. But you will not find one article. You will not have or find one news feed that has Ted Cruz doing what John Kasich did in referencing the Melania Trump Liz Marr Super PAC ad. Instead, the media ignores Cruz's involvement. And again, when I say involvement, fine. He didn't put the ad out. He didn't pay for the picture. It was completely up to Liz Marr. Fine. But the day it came out, Cruz's theory or Cruz's stance on wives and children are off limits. If Cruz's policy was really what he felt, the next day he would have came out and did exactly what Kasich did, but he didn't. He didn't do it because he knew Trump would react. He knew Trump would react. It was a win-win situation for Ted Cruz because if Trump didn't react, it didn't matter because Cruz wins Utah. Everybody in Utah sees the ad. Everybody in Utah gets influenced by the ad. The ad's all over television. The ad's all over the internet. And if it can get a few other people, a few other hardcore evangelicals or a couple other hardcore Mormons to go, yeah, you know what? I don't want that as our first lady. Mm-mm. Then it was a triple and quadruple success. Trump reacts and goes on Twitter and says, Heidi Cruz is a pig. Take a look at this picture. Then I can say, look, he's attacking my wife. He doesn't like women. Basically, he could do everything that he did. And nobody will say, oh, but Ted, you did the ad first of millennia. It's a super PAC. I have no control over a super PAC. I didn't know what was going on. Ted Cruz didn't care. Ted Cruz did it hoping Trump would react. And Trump reacted. And what did you see after all of that happened? Ted Cruz out there with Carly Fiorina. Ted Cruz out there with his wife. Ted Cruz out there with his mom. He's doing forums where he's got all these women on stage talking about how he's going to be great for women. What? What are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And here we read John Kasich doing exactly what Ted Cruz should have did or should have done the next day. Should have denounced it. He should have said everything. Should have said everything that Kasich said. But he didn't. And the media gave Ted Cruz a pass. They gave him a pass. Because they want Trump so bad. It's like when the government gives. It's like when the government gives Sammy the Bull Gravano a pass. Gives Sammy the Bull Gravano a pass for killing 8, 12, 15 people. They let him walk because they want John Gotti so bad. So they let a murderer, they let a murderer like Sammy the Bull Gravano go, who then goes on and commits more crimes. So they let him go. They let him go so he could commit more crimes just so they could put John Gotti in jail. It's the same thing with Ted Cruz. They let Ted Cruz go. Nobody made a big deal out of the initial blast. And the fact that Ted Cruz didn't denounce it. The fact that Ted Cruz didn't come out the next day and say, whoa, whoa, I don't run that organization, but I've expressed my displeasure. And they're going to, well, we can't communicate with them directly, but I don't like that word. And I've told them that. I told my people to communicate that I'm very unhappy with that word. Ted Cruz could have done that, and he didn't. And the media let him off the hook because they want Donald Trump so bad. This was the narrative. This was the narrative. This was the narrative that they needed. This was the narrative that they wanted. This was the narrative that they feel can bring down Trump. Everybody went along with it. Kasich just showed exactly what I said as far as being accurate, truthful, spot on. Cruz could have denounced the ad. Cruz could have said, I communicated with my people, but he didn't. The media didn't say anything. You had Mark Levin, Hugh Hewitt, all defending Cruz and burying Trump. It's a shame, man. It's a shame. It's a shame because they have made the bed. Not the media. They want Hillary. But the Hugh Hewitts and the Mark Levins, they've made the bed, and now they're going to have to lie in it. Because they've created an atmosphere of hate and hostility towards Donald Trump. They've created a toxic environment towards Donald Trump, toward his supporters, toward any media outlet that likes Trump. So when they take this from Trump, they are going to have to deal with millions and millions and millions of people who are now going to look for payback. They are now going to look to get even. And when Hugh Hewitt and Mark Levin and the rest of them sit up there on their little perches and preach about whoever that candidate is and how we got to get behind them and we got to get them in the White House, and we're all saying, uh-uh, remember what you did to us. Remember what you did to us. No, 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 no. Payback is a bitch.